Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everyone? It's 2024, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm trying to figure out when there has been a more divisive time in our lifetime. Besides the Civil War, besides that whole little debacle, that little misunderstanding between gentlemen, I'm really trying to put my finger on it, because like every time I turn on the TV, every time I, look up the news, or if I look up. I open social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or whatever, X, whatever, Instagram, anything. And I just see the world divided in two on a variety of topics. And I'm still trying to figure out when the fuck did we all get misaligned with each other or from each other. Like, whether it's Israel and Gaza, or, you know, Biden and Trump, Kendrick or Drake, like, fucking, you know, left or right Twix. Like, it's getting to the point where everybody is disagreeing on everything possible. And I'm trying to figure out how we got to this place. And it worries me a little bit. It worries me because there's no such thing as a moderate, or at least optically, there's no such thing as moderate anymore. It's either hot or cold, Bloods or Crips, cats and dogs. This is just what we are these days. It's, you know, there's no understanding of each other. There's just, you're wrong, I'm right. I'm right, you're wrong. That is just where we are today. And again, I'm trying to figure out when and how we got here. And I can't, you know, I can't pinpoint it. I just know that within the last, I would say, decade or so, it could go far back as 20. Because I am old as fuck. I guess you can say it started with Bush becoming president and fucking Al Gore and all that shit. Like, but I don't want to go that far. I don't want to go that far back to say that, yeah, we haven't gotten along for 20 years. I guess we never really got along as a people, as a society. I don't think we ever got along, but I would say that it has been more out in the open, our division. And, you know, what can we do? We're here now. We're here. We're, you know, all I hear is Biden this and Trump this, and I hear Gaza this and Israel this and Kendrick this and Drake that. And like, all right, man, like, can we find a middle ground or somewhere where we can agree to disagree, but in a gentlemanly way? But no, like, now it's just outwardly, I don't like you because of your point of view or your stance or your political affiliation or your religion and all this shit. And it bothers me because I consider myself a moderate. Like, you know, I like to hear both sides of the argument and I form my own opinion. And I try not to be swayed either way because I try to, again, I like to form my own opinion. I like to stay lukewarm when it comes to things. I try. You know, there's certain things where I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. I guess I am a right Twix kind of nigga. Like, I don't know. But I don't know. Like, it's... And we, you know, I've gotten into many a family spat with, you know, with people I hold very near and dear to me about, like, politics. Like, I'm not supposed to know your politics, bro. You're not supposed to know mine. I don't really fucking tell. I don't really talk politics because that's just like, it's like anal, man. Like, you know, I keep that shit behind closed doors. Not like I give, I don't receive. Or, you know, it depends on if I need a ride somewhere. I think that we're too out in the open with our opinions. And I think, which is very weird for a podcaster to say, like, oh, people talk about their fucking opinions too much, which is exactly what I do on a weekly basis. I talk about my opinions on something. But, like, I try to stay, like, you know, down the middle on certain things. But, like, I don't like the fact that everybody knows what everybody's fucking opinion is these days. It irks the shit out of me. Because it opens you up or opens a person up or makes them prone to being attacked for what they believe and feel. And again, if what you feel and what you believe is righteous, then you can't be right or wrong. It's just how you feel. You just can't force your ideologies upon somebody else just because they feel or they see things a different way than you. That's been my whole thing. My whole argument, my motto is like, all right, cool, man. Like, if that's how you feel, then I can't discredit that. I can't necessarily say that you're wrong or you're right on something because I don't know how you feel. I don't know your life experiences. I don't know you, bro. And like, again, like I I've gotten into arguments. I've gotten into verbal, like, venom matches with people that I hold, I love with all my heart about political views. Like me, I like to make fun of everything. I make fun of everybody. I make fun of everything. I find humor in things. And then, like, I guess, like, a couple of years ago, there was, like, a whole fucking, there was, like, a time where I was just, like, posting, like, anti-Trump shit just because it was funny as fuck. And then somebody was like, well, Joe, I'm not going to take political advice from you because I used to help you with math when you were 7. I'm like, God damn. Are we going back fucking 23 or whatever the fuck years ago? 23, look at me. 33 years ago to attack me on my math skills? And by the way, asshole, I'm still bad at math. So your fucking help didn't work, dick. But I'm like, but dude, like, it was it that serious that I call you a jive turkey, part of my French, based on, like, I'm making fun of a guy who's orange with a comb over, and you're sticking up for him by offending me, somebody that I thought that you hold near and dear to you, which is weird. Like, so people are so passionate and so fucking, so opinionated on their views that they're like, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks and I don't give a fuck what anybody feels because I'm going to say my truth. And again, you have every fucking right to feel that way and to think that way, but don't make me feel like an asshole for thinking the opposite. You know? Like, I have my views on the Gaza, Israel conflict. But I'm not going to talk about it because, you know what? I might rub somebody the wrong way. And I know, coming from me, coming from old Joe, old Joey D, that might sound strange. Like, oh my God, Joe's taking other people's feelings into account? Of course I am. I always do. I always do. I just say, this is what I think and this is what I feel. And in no way am I trying to offend anybody. In no way am I trying to alienate anyone. It's just how I feel. And I have a fucking platform where I can just talk all the shit that I want. And that's just the way it is. But again, like, I don't do it maliciously. I don't do it in a visceral, hateful way. I just speak my mind. But like, there's one topic that I do want to talk about this week. Yo, Kendrick really doesn't like Drake, bro. Like, I you can always tell when one person doesn't like another person, and there's always those times where you can go, yo, that dude straight up hates this motherfucker. And then that's where we're getting at with this. Like, for example, like Trump and Biden, you can see that Trump doesn't like him. He doesn't hate him. He's like, he calls him silly names. Like, ah, Crooked Joe and Sleepy Joe and Crooked Hillary. Lock him up and fucking ugly Marco Rubio, whatever the fuck, right? And then fucking Biden's like, ah, yeah, Trump's a bozo. And all that shit, right? And then like fucking you see Drake, who probably he doesn't like Kendrick. You can tell. He's like, ah, how you hop big stepper with a size 7 men's on, right? Like, oh, that's, you know, that's funny. That's a quick little jab. This nigga was like, you're a pedophile. And you want to twerk with women because you're fucking threatened by them. And you're hiding a whole ass daughter, and I don't like you, and your parents raised a horrible person. I'm like, God damn. Like, it always reminds me of this this Key and Peele sketch where there's like the whole is like an interview between two UFC fighters, and the guy's like, one guy's like, yeah, I'm gonna kill that old man. He goes, come Sunday, he goes, I'm gonna break his face, and the other guy's like, I have been chosen by God to bring the truth to you. Like, God damn. Like, you were chosen by God to destroy me. That's banana. That's biblical, bro. So, like, you see, like, and then, you know, and getting back to it, you see the divisiveness. You see the division in today's society, in today's culture, just based on what these guys are fucking saying to each other. And essentially what they're saying to each other is like, yeah, I don't like you. I hate you. I don't like what you stand for. And you beat your wife, you touch kids and shit, and you're being faked out by your own crew. So now you see like this whole division. And again, this is a very trivial segment of this past week or the past month or whatever. And it's been fun and it's been a good distraction. But then you have like real life situations where there's protests at universities and you have the counter protests for the same, like it's wild the time that we live in. Again, I don't know when we have been more divided in our lifetime. In our lifetime, I should say. Because it's getting to a point where I'm afraid that we won't survive another civil war, which is coming down to, because it's like so people are so passionate about their side that they're willing to kill and die for it, and there's no room for discord. There's no room for discussion. There's no common ground. There's no middle ground. Again, there's no more moderates. There's no more moderation in life today. And you know what's funny is I can't really speak on other countries, and I don't know if other countries are as divided as the ironically named United States of America is. So I can't really speak on how their geopolitical system works or whatever. But just by seeing what we're going through, I'm like, it's I don't think we're strong enough as a people, or I don't think we're strong enough as a country to come together anymore. And it's kind of scary, because like, what kind of world are we creating for the future generation? Because they're supposed to be, you know, the younger generation are the more enlightened segment of our society, seemingly. But if we're just constantly spewing the same fucking archaic diatribes that we've been fucking spewing over and over again, you know, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, Christian hatred, and shit like that. Like, if we keep spewing the same thing and not finding common ground and not finding middle ground, I don't think we're strong enough as a people or as a nation to really survive anything that's coming towards us. Like, if right now we're so vulnerable and we're so distracted by trivial shit, like TikTok, oh, we should ban it. China owns it. And like, oh, trans this and gay that and fossil fuels, and Joe Biden's trying to take away your gas stoves and shit like that. And you go, yeah, man, are we ready for the next terror attack? Because it's not going to be a bomb. It's going to be cyber, bro. Like, are we ready? Are we ready as a nation to defend ourselves against an external enemy while we're still fighting each other? And that's the thing. And that's the thing that scares the shit out of me. The thing that scares me the most is that we're too busy fighting each other while we're allowing the real enemy to win. Now, let me take it back to Kendrick and Drake, right? So now, I was watching recently a video of, I guess, like, it was like an open forum, and Vince Staples, very famous rapper turned actor, and they're like, hey, what do you think about this whole Drake thing? And he goes, yo, you know what I really think about this? He goes, while they're battling and they're dropping diss record, and everybody's like, ah, da, 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 the music industry is taking away more boutique record labels like Rockefeller and Murder Inc. and fucking LaFace and all these. And so they're killing all those boutique, smaller record labels, those imprints, putting everybody under the one umbrella. Like, for example, Universal. Universal Music right now is in a whole thing with TikTok where you go, all right, you can't play my art is music, or our art is music on your platform because we're not getting money from it. But here's the funny thing is, the artists themselves were getting money because their streams were going up because of the visibility and the playability on TikTok and Instagram and all that shit, right? And then while they're doing that, everybody's distracted by the two biggest artists in rap culture battling each other. So again, we're so divided between two artists, two of our favorite artists, where we're not really seeing the real issue at hand. And since we're divided, we're seeing the real enemy take advantage of our weakness. I know I went left field with that, but it's true. What Vince Staples is talking about is a true thing. You can look it up. You can go online right now and see what Universal was doing, what Interscope's going to do, what Arista, what all these fucking, what all these major labels are doing to the music industry. While you see the Democrats and the fucking Republicans talk all this and that and blah, blah, the real enemy is seizing control of the banks, seizing control over oil fields, and taking our fucking data through fucking social media platforms, and we're giving it to them. The main fucking issue is privacy and information, which we are willingly giving to them. They're robbing us without a gun, and they're robbing us with a smile on their face, and they're doing that shit with a fucking goofy dance because we are too distracted. We are too divided to fucking notice what the fucking real issue it is. You got a guy, like, for example, right now we have a former president on trial for porn, for whatever. You fucked a porn star. I cannot believe that a billionaire who fucked porn stars and has a gold toilet is unlikable to me. Like, that used to be my shit. Like, oh, like, yo, you know what? You know where I want my president to be? I want him to fucking cheat on his wife, have a gold toilet, and fuck porn stars. Nigga, fuck that shit. That's my president. But, like, I don't like this guy. Whatever, for whatever reason. But my thing is, we're so distracted by that smoke and mirror show, by saying, oh, he has a gag order, and he's over here fucking hooting and hollering. But they're fucking, they're taking away women's rights to their own bodies. They're fucking taking away our right to choose, or our autonomy over our own bodies. And it directly affects women. They're being more lenient on gun laws, increasing gun deaths exponentially, but we're like, oh, did he pay her $100,000? I'm sure he did, but why do I give a fuck? Why, like, what are you hiding from me, bro? What are we doing today? What are we doing with our lives where we're so easily distracted by trivial shit? I'm just saying, like, we're at an apex, in our lives where we can either give up all our free will and all our rights and all our privileges for entertainment. I, you know, I hate to get glib, but I'm saying, like, we're so easily distracted by the fucking dog and pony show that, you know, we don't notice that somebody's hands in our fucking pockets. You know, while everybody is like, oh, who's going to be the next president? They raised the fucking the toll prices in New Jersey by like 5%. And they're raising MTA fees, and they implemented a fucking a congestion toll in Midtown New York. They're doing this in front of us, and we don't realize it until it's done. And then there's no way for us to fucking fight back. And there's no way for us to vote against it because it was already voted. They're not even having secret cabals anymore. There's no more cabals. There's a motherfucking... There's no secret society. They're doing it in plain fucking sight right in front of us. And there's nothing that we're doing about it because we're so fucking distracted. I'm telling you, we have to stop fighting each other. We have to stop taking the polar opposite of a fucking topic or an issue du jour. And we have to get together. We have to have a proper discussion. We have to find a resolution fast and before they take everything that we ever worked for away. And if that doesn't, and again, if that doesn't happen and we become more divided and all this shit, there's going to be another civil war, or even worse, there's going to be another terror attack that we're not fucking prepared for. Yeah, so fucking choke on that. I hate to be that guy. I hate to be the guy who fucking gives you a good dose of reality. But it is what it is, man. We have to do better. We have to, you know, it's in our name. United. The United States of America. People only focus on American. They never really focus on that United. So, whether you're Team Kendrick, Team Drake, you're Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, Jew or Muslim, we have to find common ground. We have to find our brotherhood again. Our sisterhood again. And with that, this has been another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Peace.